give you every heart of 100 souls. You could be the fire to kill the cold. I'll break you like...
The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Mondays and Tuesdays at 7 p.m., here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m., and 92.5 FM. We're back with your home mortgage best friend, Jay Garvin's.
We want to pump you up.
This is power. This is power. This is power.
Well, thanks for sticking with me. I am Jay Garvin's. You're tuning into the power segment of my show, or the podcast portion.
Stepping back from the mic.
Want to get connected with you? 9 minutes of blazing hot information. Home and Mortgage Podcast here. You can get a hold of me at 719-330-1457. I'm summarizing my conversation today about buying versus renting in 2020. I had a guest on earlier in the podcast, Bill McAfee, Economic Update with Empire Title. I'm talking about buying versus renting in 2020, and here's some of the facts. The statistics are now in and complete for 2019. Houses appreciated 6.5% from January of 2019 to January of 2020. Residential units sold in the Pikes Peak region is up 3%, inventory is down 3%, and the number of listings is down 6%. So whether you decide to rent or own, buying is up, owning is up in El Paso County by 3%, and prices are up by 6.5%, and prices are up 78% from January of 2012. But buying versus renting is a very simple decision. Here's the reality. There's 330 million Americans. Almost exactly 215 million of them are actual adults with the ability of age, financial resources to buy. 65% of those 215 million American adults that can buy a house, male and female, almost split 50% down the middle. 139 million of them are owners. And 74 million are renters. So we're almost at the highest. It was 69% in the great boom from 1999 to 2006. And I might tell you that that huge boom happened because baby boomers were in their primary earning years. Baby boomers were 56, 57, 58, 59. The first ones were turning 60. And then in 2006, it was like the spigot shut off. The Great Recession happened because all the baby boomers, a generation of 78 million folks, started to retire. And the entire 10-year recession can be summed up in one sentence. It doesn't matter what the baby boomers were trying to sell. There wasn't enough Gen Xers to buy it, period. I told people back in 2012, every single Gen Xer was going to have to buy three houses to keep the market going. And they didn't do that. And therefore, the demand was far less than the supply and the prices went down. Now, I've done my job. I've bought 8 properties and now I'm getting 6 to 10% appreciation. And many of you listening did as well. But it's not too late, because now we're coming back to recovery. We have more than 87 million millennials coming of age. And yes, eventually they're going to want houses. They're going to get married. They're going to have children. And that's what we're seeing. And because there is 4 times the additional consumers coming into the market than we saw in the 80s, it's going to be 4 times as explosive. And let me explain that. See, the silent generation was 60 million strong. The baby boomers are 78. That's 18 million extra consumers. But the Gen Xers, me, there's only 45 million of us. So it was a huge downturn, the largest since the Great Depression. That's why they called it the Great Recession. And the millennials have 87 million. These are all fact. So we, instead of having 18 million extra consumers, we have 43 million extra consumers. So every single sector of the economy that chooses to explode is doing so fast. Rents went from affordable to out of control. Colorado Springs is on our 4th year where we have a 10% increase year over year in rent. That's not sustainable. And when I looked at these articles, some of them were good. This one was CNBC where this Diana Olick said it's better to rent than to buy right now. In the housing market, she said that's September 5th, 2018. That's just fake news. because it's not better to rent at all. Now, I will give you this. I read another article, CBS News, that said, hey, 71% of the country is not affordable for Americans to buy. There's only 29%, 30% of the counties. Like, Denver County is not affordable to buy. Pueblo County is. Denver has jobs. Pueblo's trying to get jobs. Colorado Springs is somewhere in the middle. Kansas City, very affordable to buy. Milwaukee, very affordable to buy. Indianapolis, affordable to buy, but becoming unaffordable. Very affordable in Hammond, Indiana. Very unaffordable in Boise, Idaho, the hottest. Salt Lake City, way too hot right now. Hotter than Denver and doesn't have near the industry. Grand Rapids, Michigan, very affordable. New York, San Francisco, L.A., let me tell you this story, folks. I sat down with a couple from New York, a wonderful Jewish family. The son was like 30 years old, licensed veterinarian, making $750,000 in New York City. And I looked at this kid, and he had zero hope ever in his life, Matt, of owning a house. You can't even have the dream in Manhattan or Queens to own a house. You can't even dream to own an apartment. And I said, partner, your parents may not like this and kick me off the table. But you need to take your veterinarian degree, go to Ohio for 5 years, buy an affordable house there, allow it to appreciate 70 grand, get the tax-free cash and go back to New York and at least buy an apartment. Well, I don't want to do that. That's inconvenient. Well, being broke your whole life and having a net worth of 5 grand rather than 200 grand kind of sucks as well. So suck it up, buttercup. You need to look at those options. And is it too late or are you just in time? I'm saying you're just in time. Sure, I bought these houses in 2012 that I have for $180,000 and now they're worth $360,000. But you can buy these houses for $300,000 right now and they're going to be worth $400,000 in 2030. Mark my words. And the biggest takeaway that I want you to get from this podcast on buying versus renting is this. I told you, 330 million Americans, 215 million Americans that are adult, 140 million of those are homeowners, 75 million are not. Of those 75 million renters that don't own, 75 million, they are your adult children that are 26 years old. They're your friends, they're your neighbors, and tag, you're it. 90% of all those people want to be homeowners, but they haven't talked to you yet. They haven't heard my podcast yet. They need to be walked through it. And that's why I want you to go to ChurchillColorado.com right now. Sign up for my investment property class for those of you who are local. It's on January 21st, 2020 at 6:30 p.m. And sign up and I'll give you education because education transforms lives. And if you're listening to this podcast after the fact, just call me at 719-330-1457 and I will give you the content of that class free, complimentary, worth $95, just so you can become more educated. Because there's a lot of fake news out there. And the big takeaways that I want to share with you is that there's going to be a time. There's only 7 million people that are going through divorces, going through marriage, deployed in the military, whatever it is, that don't want to buy. But the other 250 plus million Americans want to, my friends, and you need to be there. I can't help them alone. It transformed their wealth, increases 30 to 40 times. And as I state at the end of every show, I just want you to go grow and prosper. Tell someone close to you that you love them, because the home ownership doesn't matter. It's the financial freedom and the peace of mind that you get through achieving that that makes all the difference. And after you accomplish home ownership, I want you to go find your passion, your calling, and purpose in life. Mine is to deliver over 100 complimentary homes to widows and orphans or single working parents. That's the widower or the widow of today's world. And I found my passion in you, the radio listeners. I would pursue your relationship every single week, every single month, every single year, because you add value to me. So go sign up for my class at ChurchillColorado.com on next Tuesday, the 21st of January, 2020 at 6:30 p.m. You go to ChurchillColorado.com and call me personally, 719-330-1457 to start your next purchase or refinance transaction. You've been listening to The Jay Garvin Show right here on KRDO News Radio and the podcast for partners.
Hey y'all, I want everybody to throw your hands in the air if you love cold cash money one time in a row, repeat after me and say money, 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 money.
The proceeding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program. And the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.
So just stop what you're doing and listen to me. I'm going to rap to you all about making money with the ball, ba-dang-a-dang, diggy-diggy-diggy, shake the boogie to the bang-bang boogie, then your ball with the ball.